This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. Make sure you're locked in because today is going to be a sick... I love how I'm saying make sure you're locked in when you're either locked in or you're not. www.foobarradio.com for those of you. You can also download the show and many other shows there, so make sure you go and do that. Now, today's show is going to be a mammoth one. I'm really excited to have you all here with me listening. Liv Austin's going to be in the studio in a little minute. She's our first guest of the day. We then have Young in the studio, followed by Vanderbilt and Matilda Homer at the end of the show, and also Karen Harding's going to be popping by. So it's an absolute jam-packer today, but we're really excited for all of the guests to come in, and plus I'm going to give you a little chat. I thought there's so many new songs to play today, I can't even get my head around it. So yesterday Charlie XCX dropped her first solo track for a little while, featuring Lizzo. Now that is a collaboration we've been waiting for. They've been teasing it all week on Twitter. It's called Blame It On Your Love. We're going to play that in a little minute. In fact, why don't we open the show with that, because I think that's going to get us going. It's going to gird our loins. It's going to get us ready for all our fantastic guests that we've got on today's show. Plus, we're going to be playing new music from Grace Carter, Kim Petras, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber have dropped a banger. But I also want to talk a little bit about that after this. Molly Rainford's got a new one out. And you know I like Molly Rainford. I chatted to her about her a little while ago. She's an up-and-coming artist who was releasing banger after banger. And I'm really, really excited about her. Also, we're going to play a new Mahalia song. And... to which I just told Nat about, and she didn't know about this. Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike have released a song called Best Friend's Ass, or Arse if you're from England, featuring Paris Hilton. And it's all getting very exciting because she's filmed a music video for this. And the song is about, as you can imagine, her best friend's arse. And it's all about her watching her best friend's arse. It's kind of complicated and confusing, but you'll bloody never guess who's going to be in the music video. Only Kim Kardashian, the arse of the century, is going to be in this video. And obviously, they used to be best mates. There's that whole thing about Kim used to hold Paris's Birkin bag when they'd go out. So they've reunited. I don't know when the video's dropping. I feel like it's going to drop tomorrow. That's just my law. That's what my inner waters are telling me. But don't quote me on that. Anyway, loads of new music to play for you. So don't you worry. Strap in. And we've got some great new artists also to play you as well. And we're going to be having a chat with them. This is Charlie XCX's brand new single. First of many, I think. Blame It On Your Love, featuring one of our mega babe faves, Lizzo.
Hey, listen.
I'm blaming on you.
Yeah.
I just want to drink you up. Pour you in a silver cup. You know I like to party, but you know I love your body. So many things I shouldn't do. I hate myself for hurting you. Honestly, I'm reckless. I'm sorry if I'm selfish. Every time you get too close, I run away. And every time you say the words, I don't know what to say. Back to the beginning, really wish that I could.
control it. Put my body like a swisher, just roll it. I'ma give you one chance to fall in love. Give you one chance, don't fuck this up. I'm trying to catch millions, I ain't trying to catch feelings.
Bitch, I blame it on your love.
Love Lizzo, love Charlie XCX, one of our foremost songwriters, Charlie XCX. If you haven't checked out, there's a podcast called And the Writer Is. And there's an episode with her and she talks all about her songwriting and she's done so much. If you remember, the beginning of her career was actually writing I Don't Care by Iconopop, but it's not by Iconopop actually sang it, but she was the writer of it. And she literally wrote it in a hotel room. Lying in bed, she wrote Iconopop's I Don't Care and became one of the biggest songs of that year. So she's actually an amazing artist that you should all keep an eye out for. Not keep an eye out for, but take a bit of note on her songwriting because she's done writing for so many people. She's got a great reputation in the industry and it all started with that Iconopop song. Now, it's Mental Health Awareness Week this week, and I believe it's Mental Health Awareness Month as well, but specifically this week. The theme this year is actually body image, and I feel like there's been some wonderful moments in the press about this. We're really taking it seriously, talking about it more, but I wanted to just make a note of it, and that's kind of why I've played Lizzo there. The most incredible body image activist that's hit the music scene in a long time. She is so proactive and brilliant and positive on her social media. If you don't follow her already, make sure you do. But I just feel like it's an important point to make in this important week that we're raising awareness for mental health, especially in the music industry, but also in all industries. But as this is a music show, I thought I'd focus on music. I saw Mabel did a really beautiful post about anxiety, posted a video. What I think the one key thing that I just wanted to say was everybody deals with it. If you think that the most famous person in the world deals with it differently than someone that's, you know, does something totally different, you're wrong. Everybody deals with mental health in one way or another. It's 1 in 10 children experience mental health issues by the time they are 11 years old, according to the Heads Together charity, which is obviously Meghan and Harry and Kate and William. I just really wanted to make the point and also just to give out some links to everybody listening. Of course, you can call Samaritans. You can contact Mind as well. They've both got numbers. Samaritans is 116 123, free phone. Mind, you can call 0300 123 3393. But also, if you're in the music industry and you want to talk to someone 24 hours a day, Music Minds Matter, 0808 802 8008. You can contact, and these all have got email addresses as well if you find the websites. But I wanted to highlight it today. Lots of musicians, artists, performers, and people in the public eye are bringing a light on mental health and the fact that everybody is affected by it. All of us are, in some way or another, whether it's you or someone you know. So I wanted to just bring that to everyone. And let's celebrate a week of raising awareness for something that's really important in our lives. And I think personally, I've been affected by it. I know many of my friends and family have affected by it. So I wanted to bring that to light. I mean, we're going to play next, I Don't Care, the new song, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber in the song talks about anxiety and he's very vocally mentioned his struggles with mental health in recent months. So I thought it was an appropriate song to play. Let's have a good Thursday. I wanted to raise awareness. Hashtag Be Body Kind is the official Mental Health Awareness Week hashtag. But also you can go online. If you follow, there's a person called Matt Haig online. He's great. If you want to follow someone that gives out some positive message, someone who struggles with mental health themselves, he's a great person to follow. Now, this is I Don't Care, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. It's a banger and also kind of spreading the word about anxiety and talking about things openly, which I really respect. And if you want to get in touch with any of these charities, it's Music Minds Matter, Mind and Samaritans. And all the information is online if you want to Google it now. This is I Don't Care, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie, yeah. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. Party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Pictureless, I'd rather kiss a mic back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah, 'cause I don't care. Don't care. When I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Maybe I'm somebody.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Keep playing pretend. 'Cause I naughty cause any cause, hoping that he'll see you again. And he paid the price for his sins. So he just keeps running and running and running away from his fears. Bye, going with the pen. He took it right out of your brain. Said you just wanna be friends. Now he couldn't say how he felt. Way too afraid, so we had to play the cards he was dealt. And boys don't cry. And boys don't cry. I got way too many things to say, and I know you'll never understand. How you gonna say I'm not a man? Telling me to take it like I am. Seem to think the boy should never cry. See my tears starting to change my mind. Never bliss, only rainy eyes. Don't know why you acted so surprised. When I'm gone with the wind, this storm has been coming. Is it too late to make amends? Dark, I paid the price of my sin. Now I'm just running and running and running away from my fears.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be back.
We're happy to have you back. You're wearing a great t-shirt.
Thank you very much.
It's like bam.
It's bam. It's very bright. I got it for free. I got it from Jaded.
Oh, love a good free tee.
Yeah.
So how's things been since we last... When did I last see you?
I think it was last year when my single window shopping came out. So it's like almost a year... Well, not quite, but almost a year ago.
And since then you've dropped an album.
Yeah. Casually.
A Moment in Time is out now for everybody. But yeah, tell me about how the year's been.
It's been crazy. I mean, I was working so hard on getting the album out, and it came out in October. And yeah, since then, I've just been gigging loads. I went on tour in March with an amazing artist called Sarah Darling. So I got to travel
US,
around the UK.
Yes. Country music artist, yeah.
Yeah, you're on it.
Oh,
you
babes.
Know everyone.
You know me. That's so cool, though. How was that? Did she give you any... kind of tips? Did you share some country music knowledge? Like, what was it like?
I just learned a lot from just being on tour with her. She's just an incredible performer. She's so used to being on stage, and I still get super super nervous every time I go on stage, which is fine. I'm
it's not
used
a bad
to it.
Thing.
No, I think to an extent it's a good thing, but she probably gets nervous too, but she's just so calm, she's so professional, and just watching her every night was like a masterclass. It was a brilliant thing to get to do.
It's interesting because, as you say, she probably hides it.
Yeah.
It's there, but it's just...
Yeah.
You can mask it.
It never goes away, but you get better at dealing with it and better at hiding it, I think.
Also, it's harnessing it. Because sometimes... I was just actually having a chat about... Because it's Mental Health Awareness Week this week.
Yes.
So it's a good kind of link in, actually, with that. But about... I was speaking to someone the other day, and I was saying, oh, God, I feel so anxious. And actually, they said, well, why... The anxious feeling is actually the same as a really excited or really nervous feeling.
Yeah.
So every time you feel it, try and mentally imagine that you're excited about something or you're nervous about, you know. And it's that idea of turning nerves into excitement. I think that
exactly.
kind of works for stage, right?
I think so too, because I used to really, really struggle with stage fright so much I didn't want to go on stage at all. And now that I'm a singer, I kind of realise that I think the nerves were because I cared about it so much, because... there's tons of stuff that I don't really get that nervous about because it's not what I want to do with my life. So the stakes are not as high.
Yep.
And so I think sometimes when you get anxiety, if you get anxious feelings, it's because it's something that you really care about. And if you think about it that way, hopefully it can be helpful.
I mean, babe, some of the biggest artists in the world, I was just reading an article about it, Lady Gaga, Adele. Like,
yes.
I've talked about stage fright and anxiety and... you know, it's something that you think, oh, you know, this must just be me. But the more we talk about it, the better. But it's a kind of nice tie-in there as well with the kind of learning how to do stage stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, I think everyone just people get nervous about all sorts of stuff, even if you're not a performer. And it's so easy to just assume that everyone else is doing all right because you can't see on the outside all the time.
Exactly.
You're like, you're always so confident. And it's like, you know, maybe not necessarily.
And talking of nerves, how did you feel... dropping your album? Because that must have been a big deal.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Actually, the thing I was the most scared about, because I'd worked on it for so long, was to feel an anticlimax when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
And to kind of wake up the day it was out and go, okay, what was that for? You know? But
it's
actually
weird,
yeah. But I didn't have that because
oh,
because I cared about it so much and I'd been so involved in making it, when it was out and I could see it on Spotify and people were buying the album and I holding the CD in my hand because we did CDs as well. And it's still to this day, I'm like, I did an album. Like, no matter what happens in my career, I did an album. And that's just, yeah, it was not at all anticlimactic. So that's great.
And you should be so proud of yourself for working on that and getting it out. Because at the moment, the surge in country music in the UK is crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely
I mean,
mad.
Lil Nas has been top of the charts for so long.
I know.
And what I love about him as well is he came out of nowhere for one for the UK.
Yep.
And it's highlighting not just him, but a lot of the UK artists, like, you know, artists like you, artists from all over the world that are now becoming popular with country music, pop country music in the UK. And that is so crazy because, I mean, a few years ago, no one was listening to country music in the UK.
No, people were a bit like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know what it is. And now you can't really say that anymore because it's really just growing and growing.
Well, that's because I went to Coachella recently and my Uber driver was a massive country fan.
Oh, cool.
And I was talking to him about country music and he was saying that where he's from, in sort of like that area where country music was kind of... you know, Nashville and all those areas where it's kind of founded, that it is a very kind of niche, like, you know, the people that are real country music people, maybe they're not necessarily into the pop, or they, you know, he said it's half and half divided. Some of them absolutely love it, some of them are diehard old school.
Yeah,
but I feel it's just so exciting to see that progression into country pop, like what you're creating, where it's like accessible to not just those diehard country musician fans, it's for everybody.
Yes, exactly, because I think the thing that really turned me on to country music is, you know, the stories and the songs. I think we talked about this last time I was here, and just being honest in your lyrics. And some straight up pop artists are great at that too, so it's not exclusive to country, but it's the thing that you feel like if you do a bit of the country thing, it's very encouraged to just write about your life.
Well, you know? It's what it originated in, storytelling. That's how it was started, right?
Exactly.
So it kind of is that, you know, honest, sometimes like representing maybe not the best side of yourself, or
exactly,
you know, saying, I mean, just as an example, it's in my head, but in Old Town Road he talks about cheating on his girlfriend, and it's those things where it's like, I'm being honest about, you know, the naughty things, I'm being honest about the good things, the happy, the highs, the lows, and all of it kind of in one.
Yeah, and looking at things from a slightly different angle as well, just finding the most honest way of saying something instead of how you think people expect to hear it said.
Yeah.
Which I love.
And also, more excitement, you're about to, like, we've got a double A-side vinyl.
Yeah, baby.
Which is featuring Detour and Whole Heart, and it's really cool. It's like, I mean, I love vinyl.
Me too.
I've got a real thing. At home, I don't DJ vinyl.
No.
I just don't dabble into it because I think I couldn't carry it.
That'd be a lot of work, wouldn't it?
But at home, I've got a full collection of like new, old, everything. But how does that feel? I mean, actually, we've also got some extra special news that we're giving one away.
We are giving one away, which is very cool.
But tell us a bit about how that process all came about.
Well, actually, it was it kind of came from me wanting to do something a little bit different than just releasing another single from the album, because we'd done three singles from the album. And we wanted to do something a little bit different. And I said, well, why don't we release, you know, two at the same time? And we have these two songs that kind of go together, Detour and Whole Heart. Story-wise, they're kind of connected because Whole Heart refers back to Detour.
Yeah.
And it's all about stuff that's happened in my life. And so I was talking to my team about it. And we said, well, two singles. It's like a double A side, you know, like old school. And then, you know, it just came naturally to us. Like, well, we have to do a double A side then. Let's do a vinyl. You know, why not? Because people actually have vinyl now. Again, we thought it was going to be a bit of a fad. But actually, people do listen to vinyl and buy them.
Vinyl shops are opening up everywhere.
Yeah.
It just gives you a piece of that artist to hold. And I feel now that CD players are so irrelevant in terms of people's homes just don't have them anymore.
No.
Whereas I feel like you deliberately go out to buy a vinyl player and you... Basically, people want to look really cool online.
Yes.
So they give out, you know, they go and get a vinyl player. But how... So let's tell everyone a bit about how they can win. So I believe they need to head to our Twitter account. So we're going to head to FUBAR Radio. We're going to tweet about... What was that noise? Was that me?
just a little cough.
Oh.
From the corner over there.
Oh, lovely. Bless you. Oh, Will. Was that you? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Will's dying and he's on Instagram Live. Hi, everybody. For everybody tuning in, Liv's here. You know that because it's her Instagram. And we're giving away her double A-side vinyl on our FUBAR Radio Twitter. All you have to do is follow and retweet. Or just retweet, is it? Just retweet. All you have to do is retweet, but give us a cheeky follow. Come on.
Yeah.
And you could win Liv's lovely double A-side vinyl. And let's be honest, it's fucking beautiful to have vinyls in your house.
Yeah.
Look cool. And the songs are beautiful.
Thank you.
Two songs from the album as well. Everyone needs to go and get the album too, but... Yes. We can go and win those. It's lovely to give things away as well, isn't it?
It does. Yeah. Suddenly you're like, I'm giving this away, guys.
Yeah, it's all for you. And it's big. I don't know. Vinyl. He's gone out
there. He's dying.
He literally is. That's. Oh, poor Will. Will, thank you. I hope you're okay, hun. Please have some water. So that's exciting. Liv's giving away a vinyl. Please head to the FUBAR Radio Twitter now. Retweet and you could be in with a chance of Liv. Liv's going to be sending it to you herself with kisses. Or, no, that's not true. But she's going to be sending it out.
I can do a little kiss. I'll sign it if you want.
Yes, sign it. Liv's going to sign it too. Liv's going to sign it and let her know your name so you can do a little personal message for you guys. How exciting.
Yeah.
And you can have a country music vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
I think... that crackly sound is so country music that you get on a vinyl as well, you
oh,
know?
Oh, man, it's the best, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know what it is about it. It just feels so nice and warm and like, you know, you want to drink a glass of wine or whatever. And
yeah,
just
or a whiskey. Cause
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Or
whiskey. Yeah, I don't really drink whiskey, but that feels
I
cooler.
I have never drunk whiskey in my life. It's disgusting. But if we're trying to be cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's cooler than wine, definitely.
So tell me what's coming up over the summer. Have you got some live shows coming up that we can come to?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of, well, I'm kind of making it difficult for London people at the moment. I'm doing a couple of festivals, but they're pretty far away. But I'm doing my main one I'm really looking forward to is the Long Road in September, which is it's going to be amazing. I mean, to be honest with you, there are always London gigs that come up. So just check out my website, livaustin.com/shows. And I always, you know, do new shows. So some of them are kind of shorter notice and I do loads of gigs around London, so there's always going to be something. And you can get the vinyl there as well at my gigs.
Yep, it's only available in like in person at the gigs or online,
or
I believe.
On my website. Yes. Yeah.
And you can follow Liv at Liv Austin, keep up to date with everything she's doing. I'm really loving that. The album's beautiful, by the way. Congratulations. And if anyone hasn't gone and streamed it, it's on Spotify, all the above, Apple Music, everything.
Yes.
And it's called A Moment in Time. It's out now. Go and buy it. But also buy the double A-side vinyl, the special. It's kind of a special edition, right?
Yes, it's very limited. We've just done 250 copies, I think. And when they're gone, I think we're going to leave it at that. So don't wait around.
Yeah,
people.
And it's they're out. It starts selling tomorrow. So either
tomorrow.
Get on FUBAR's Twitter and win it, which and I think is the best option.
I think you try that first.
Yeah.
Save some money.
Yeah.
Or then go on my website if you didn't win.
And pay that money.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing to do. I just really love the vibe of vinyl. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's such a... I've said it already, that it's such a selfish project because I just wanted to have an excuse to put some songs on vinyl. Maybe I'll do my album one day as well.
Oh.
Like a deluxe version. That would be cool.
That would be amazing. For the next album, maybe.
Yes.
Are you back in the studio, by the way?
I am writing again. I was trying to stay away. I was like, I'm not going to write for like a year. I'm writing a lot for other people. I'm writing for other artists, which is really cool. But
which kind of gets it out your system.
Exactly. Yeah,
you can
that's
get the writing
thing.
Out if you don't want to do for yourself right now.
That's the thing. But the only thing that's kind of happened from that is I just get so inspired. I just get more ideas.
No. And then you're in the studio 2 hours later because you're writing your own
writing
song.
Writing my own stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, girl. So. Get out of there and give yourself a break.
Yes.
Liv, thank you so much for coming back to see us. It's
thank
so
you.
Nice to see how exciting things are for you right now and how you've progressed over the year. It's lovely to have
thank
you back.
Thank you. It's great to be here. This is like my favourite radio station.
Yeah,
it's so cool
FUBAR
to be here.
Radio!
Yay!
Don't leave it so long next time.
No, definitely not going to leave it a year.
Yeah.
I'll be back before Christmas if you'll have me.
We'll have you!
I
yes,
just need
we
to
will.
Have some kind of new project so I actually have something
well,
to promote.
Well, get in that studio then.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, girl. Your time off is done.
Just going to do it.
We're going to play Whole Heart now, which is from the AA side that is coming out tomorrow on vinyl. You can get it online on Liv's website, which is www.livaustin.com. And you can also get it live at the gigs. End of the Road Festival is September.
The Long Road.
Long Road, sorry. Yeah. End of the Road is another one, isn't
it? Yeah, that is a different
but
one.
But Long
yeah.
Road is country like style music.
Yes, country Americana. Yes.
Sick. Going to be a real vibe there.
Excited.
All right, babe. Well, we're going to play your Whole Heart song now. Can you introduce it for us?
My name is Liv Austin and this is Whole Heart.
Yes!
Maybe we're off to a messy beginning. We fell in love
crazy about you and I can't believe it. Every time you call, I wanna see me. But before we go any further, I need to know, do you ever regret leaving her? Will you one day go back on your word? Do I have your whole heart? It's forever one we are. See, I had a similar thing before, and I ain't doing that once more. 'Cause in the end, he went back to her, and I can't explain how bad it hurt. So if that's what this is, I don't wanna start. Do I have your whole? You spent all those years together. I'm afraid that I won't ever be able to compete with all those memories that the two of you made. 'Cause I'm not great at this whole girlfriend thing. Do I have your whole heart? It's forever one we are. See, I had a similar thing before.
Good. There's a lot of exciting things going down at the moment. We've got your debut live headline show coming up on the 29th of May.
Oh, yes.
And it's at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen, which is an awesome venue.
Yeah. I've been there a few times, seen a few acts there.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's so good for walk-ins as much as it is fan-based, because it means lots of people are going to see you that maybe have never seen you before.
Yeah. There's a lot of people getting in touch that I haven't met or haven't spoke to us before, so I'm really excited to I think someone's flying from Holland.
Whoa!
Which is you know, a big thing, I guess.
That's so, a big deal. When that first started happening, when people, you know, you started developing a fan base where people you didn't know, like, you know, like they do start to message you and get in touch and also reacting on socials and everything.
Yeah.
What was that like when that first started happening? Because it's quite an odd experience, I can imagine.
It is really odd, but I actually thought about how I would feel when I used to message people and they didn't respond. So now I try and think of it as, like, imagine it if it was me. So I try and respond to everyone as much as I can, because
even if it's just a like, you know, even, like a,
yeah, exactly. Just anything, just to say, like, look, I've read your message and I really appreciate it, because I do. Unless if it's a little bit strange, like what was one? I'd like to fall asleep in your hair. I just sort of brushed past that one. I was like, okay.
So
yeah, that's I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, listen, you've got beautiful hair, so I think
It was a compliment, I guess. But it was just like, I don't know. It's kind of strange, but
because it's like, what do you say to that? It's like, thank you for your kind words.
Yes. Maybe I should have just said that.
No,
it would have. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to step in here and say, please don't reply.
Okay, I will just pass you on. Passing one to you.
Yeah, just at me in it, and I'll come in. Because I'm quite good at dealing with... Because I've just recently, someone's created a Twitter account of me that's about my belly button.
What?
Harriet Rose's belly button, and it keeps coming up and then going away. So they create it and then they delete it.
Oh, wow.
So that's an interesting one.
Is this someone you know?
No, no, no.
Okay.
I mean, it might be someone I know. Oh, maybe, wow. But I don't think I know them.
At least you can see you got a fan club.
Well, for my belly button, I do, which is weird because my belly button's horrible. Anyway,
I'm sure it's not.
Moving on to the Hoxton show. Have you started prep? I'm sure you started prep already for it.
Yeah, I've just been in the studio these last couple of days, programming stuff, getting things ready with my band. And yeah, I just got Alex Mills on the DJ support, which is great because I love it a bit. And yeah, I'm thoroughly getting prepared now and a little bit stressed, but it's all good.
When you first started in music, you didn't really expect to go the direction you went, did you? Wasn't the original intention to do kind of...
No, I guess not. I didn't really know that. I didn't know how to get into house music or the dance scene. I had no idea. I remember like listening to Gorgon City and Disclosure and like just raving in Newcastle. And then M&E came messaged us and I was like, who's this? And then realised who he was and then wrote to say something. And I remember being in the studio saying to him, no, I think this one's yours, mate. I think this one's yours. You should sing this. And he's like, no, you sing it. And I'm like, no, you sing it. And we just had this like, standoff in the middle of the studio. He's like, no, Cameron, you just sing it. You only got a little bit of time. Hurry up, come on. And yeah, I mean, that was the first single. And yeah, it happened to be like a dance anthem, I guess. And people always just approach us from that point just to ask us if I want to feature on stuff or if I want to write some stuff for them. And that's kind of how it worked out. But I mean, I loved house music before then, but I just had no idea how, you know, a lass from Newcastle is meant to get on these like DJ tunes and how the songs that I write is supposed to get on that. So I guess I just got lucky that M&EK found us and I'll always give them a shout out. But
It's funny though because it's so the opposite of it's the best thing that could possibly have happened to you musically.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Because you don't necessarily go as a vocalist into music and go, I want to write on drum and bass or I want to write on house, maybe. Because you're starting off on an acoustic, you write acoustically.
Yeah,
most
exactly,
of the time.
Exactly.
So of course you're going into this and then to have him kind of headhunt you, which is essentially what happened.
Yeah.
It was on Twitter or something, wasn't it?
It was on Facebook, just on a message.
I feel like he's got that about him as well. As an artist, he really loves to find people, work with different people. He's not based around a name. He's not based, you know, when he found you, you were very much an up and comer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just singing little songs in my bedroom, thinking, who's going to listen to this?
Super up and coming. Literally,
yeah,
super
exactly.
up and coming.
But no, I really appreciate that it gives a chance. And from that point, a lot of other people have as well. So I also love to sing acoustically. I love to belt good power ballad out every now and then, so hopefully, you know, people will be able to see that side of us.
But you can dip in and out of it, because if you look at someone like Georgia Smith, for example, who did a full album of kind of ballads, but also she has the bangers in there because she gets the remixes from the producers, and like it makes total sense because you're a vocalist at the end of the day and a writer. So you're always going to have that option to dip in and out of genres, which is kind of the best place to be right now.
I think so. I hope so. Yeah.
2019 is going to be a big year for you, right? Tell me a little bit about what's coming.
So I signed to Ultra Music at the beginning of the year, and it was great because then I finally was able to kind of get my head in a space where I was like, right, okay, I'm going to be able to release some new music. They're great. They're creatively, they allow me to do whatever I want to do. And there's some really good things coming out. Hopefully by the end of July there'll be something out. But I'm just going to perform it in my set, see how it goes down. And if it goes down great, then fantastic. If it doesn't, then sorry, it's still coming out. No, I'm just kidding.
I like that though, because you're kind of live testing it.
Oh, I think that's the best way. Like any song I ever do with anyone, I'm like, just play it in your set. Send me a video. I want to know how it goes down.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
That's where it's beneficial to have lots of DJ producer friends, right?
Yeah, just slide it in the DMs.
Just slide it in.
Like, hey, play it.
Pop this in a set and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Noisy called you the Whitney Houston of house music,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty that's big shoes to fill, and it's a big accolade.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I feel like it's a wonderful thing to say, and also very, very true to point to what you're making right now. But how do you feel about that?
I was shocked, I can't lie, because Whitney is a massive inspiration of mine. But also, I've sang our songs all my life, so there's obviously going to be a part of that to my voice, to my style. And I guess it was nice that it was picked up on. It's just big shoes to fill. Is that the right saying? Yeah, big shoes to fill.
They kind of worded it in the best way, though. They kind of said, you know, on a mission to be the Whitney. Because it's not like on a mission to be Whitney Houston. It's you know, it's a totally different genre. Although she did start dabbling in the old house music, Million Dollar Bill and all that stuff.
But I guess that was house music.
She started to go into like the dance music, as everyone did, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's a lovely thing to hear, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. And everyone's always like, oh, you must love Whitney because of the way you're singing that. Or they'll be like, oh my God, Cam, that sounded so Whitney. And I'm like, yeah, it did, didn't it? No,
it's probably like one of the only artists that you don't mind being compared to.
Hell no.
No problem.
Yeah, exactly. But that's helped so much in terms of even the writing and things. We're singing her songs. Some of her songs are incredible, so I hope that it's been able to be transposed into music that I'm writing.
You've obviously got the headline show coming up at the end of the month on the 29th of May. By the way, tickets are available now if you want to go and buy them, Hoxton Bar and Kitchen. But what's the plan for releases for the rest of the year? When do you have an idea when the next one will be, or is it we just need to keep locked onto your socials?
Yeah, keep locked on. Hopefully I'm going to be able to show, you know, a little bit here and there, just...
We're showcasing some of it. So if anyone wants to see new music, go to the Hoxton gig.
Exactly that,
And then it's important that we all go to tell you whether we want you to release it or not.
I think so. I'd like a scale out of 1 to 10 of your enjoyment. And then
we'll fill in a questionnaire at the end.
Just leave some on the side.
Yeah.
I'll be happy with that. Please come and fill out the questionnaires. No, yeah. I mean, these songs, I'm just so excited to perform them because I think they're going really hard, but they also explore like more of a melodic side as well. And I'm really excited for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year for you. Inspirationally, we've said Whitney Houston, obviously you've taken inspiration from her because you've sung her music as you were growing up and stuff. But is there any other artists, either artists now or in the past, that you feel very inspired by?
I feel really inspired by Calvin Harris. I have for a long time without even realising it. I guess because he's not one of these upfront people. He's kind of like in behind the scenes.
He's quite low key.
Yeah, but I absolutely love his music because it's always got an element of dance to it.
Yeah.
And I listen to it a lot. I listen to like a lot of Disclosure as well. I love all that. I love also stuff like Chris Lake, Deceiver, all that sort of techie stuff as well. That usually gets us in the mood for a studio session, actually, when I'm feeling a bit knackered and I just whack it on in the car, just raving away. But there's so much music that I love, you know. I think you've got to just keep listening to different music and checking out stuff that you wouldn't normally go to as well, because you never know what you might find. You might find something like a gem that you will listen to for days on end. So,
well, on that note, let's listen to a tune that we want to listen to for days on end.
Yeah.
This is All For You we're going to play, which is your track with Wilkinson, who you've worked with a couple of times. You did a single with him in 2016, I think it was.
2016. I don't know which
one. But you guys work well together, and it seems to be a very good partnership, as proven by this one as well. Yeah. Are you going to be getting back in the studio with him at all this year?
I've got a few gigs with him and all that, so you might be seeing me at some of his sets as well. So,
well, everybody make sure you head over to Karen's socials at Karen Harding with a K on Instagram and Twitter, and you can keep an eye on what she's up to, but also the gig on the 29th of May at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming to see us, babe.
Thank you for having me in. It's been nice chatting.
Can you introduce... your single for us, because you're going to be better at it than me. It's going to sound
really
better.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I like it though. I like it because it's almost kind of meta. It's a bit meta when someone introduces themselves. I like it.
Well, this is Karen Harden, and I'm featuring on Wilkinson's new single, All For You, which is going to play now.
Paper thin, I'm made of stone. Don't it sting when you're not home? We don't build our kingdoms tall. To be ruined on the floor, I put
faith into something that was not real. I'm not faking, show me that I still feel. I can't mend myself alone. Won't you come and make me whole? And I often wondered, would I ever feel the same? I wanna love again, like a prisoner. Now won't you free me from this place? Wanna love again. I'm still in pieces, tell me what you're gonna do. Cause they're all for you, all for you, all for you, all for you, all for you. Pieces of my heart, pieces of my heart, all for you, all for you, all for you.
Right, I've got to turn up about 100 mics. Hold on, here we go. Because Vanderbilt are here. How are we, guys?
All right, everyone.
Good. You guys have just driven all the way from Sunderland. Is that good?
Was that like a play on the accent?
I was trying to do the accent. Is that not good?
I thought it was quite good, actually.
It was canny.
How long did it take you to get all the way down here?
4.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
I didn't speed.
You didn't?
No.
You good boy.
We thought there was an undercover busy fly past us at one point.
You've got to be careful, though.
You have, man.
But you know what's really funny? When I was first started driving, I remember being told that they always drive like either black or silver cars, because it's like they're not going to have bloody blue cars in the police, are they? It's not like, woo, we're going to have nutty colours. Here comes a yellow police car. So you kind of know if some kind of posh car is like following behind you for too long, slow down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to get caught. So, guys, tell me a little bit about... We're going to have a live song in a minute, Broken, mm-hmm. which is... you haven't released this, so it's a brand new song. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. It's quite... it's like based on a dystopian future.
Oh, hey.
And it's just about me being, like, brokenhearted, I guess.
You got brokenhearted.
In the song, I'm happy at the minute.
Oh, good.
When the release comes, I'll, like... plan some sort of like heart. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say you need to keep getting your heart broken, right? Because otherwise, where's the material?
You settled now, like, so it's you know, the tunes haven't, they're not flawless.
There's nothing left now.
Wrote them all last year, you know. Released, yeah, it's the classic style, you know.
You're going to be releasing Pharrell type, because I'm happy up and on, isn't it?
Exactly.
All the rest are going
to
be.
I have been listening to some like
bangers on the way down.
What have you guys? Because I know you've all separately been in music and worked in music, but what? And you've come together now, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But what for each of you? What has inspired you musically the most? Who would you highlight as the person, or the band, or the moment? You know, that's kind of influenced you most in music.
Sort of music wise, I mean, originally I'd say the inspiration for this came from a lot of French house music.
Really?
Yeah, with like the crossover of like 70s disco.
Oh yeah.
And some sort of like 80s pop music as well. There's kind of everything's thrown in the mixer. Like me and Joe used to be in a band together a few years ago, and that was more sort of 70s harmony pop.
Oh, I love
stuff,
it.
Which is quite different.
Good, like, just nobody wanted us.
Nobody was bothered, so we thought, let's just write French house.
Yeah.
Disco bangers.
Listen,
like.
Just try all the genres. Just pop around, see what works. But that's the thing, is you do mature in music, don't you? You change your style, you change what you like.
Yeah, this was really, like, fun. So we didn't plan on doing this as a band. It was just, like,
it was a bit of a... Accident. It kind of happened as an accident. Yeah, like, I left the band that I was in with Joe. And over, like last summer, so it was, or the summer before, it was quite like a quick turnaround. I decided to write a load of like dance music as a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed it and it was quite fun. And then Joe was like, I could write lyrics over the top of that. Again, like nothing to come of it. And then someone heard it and thought, oh,
this works.
This is catchy. And we kind of thought we'd pack in. I opened a recording studio, thought I wouldn't be in a band ever again. And then now we're having to do it. So
it's such a shame, isn't it? Getting to follow your dream. I know. Oh, hell. Here I am again doing the thing I love. No, but it is funny, isn't it? Because you think, I think in music specifically, out of all the kind of careers in the public eye, is the one where you can go away and then go, oh, no, I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm going to go back. I'm going to change. Because, I mean, a lot of the biggest artists in the world have done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think when Jordan was like, do you want to write some sort of like melodies and lyrics to go over the top of these songs, I had in my head like an idea of, you know, I'll write something, give it to Jordan, he'll go and do it with the band. And then kind of like quite quickly it turned into this kind of live project that we all really love. Like the live sort of like part of Vanderbilt is where we see the most potential at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's where the money is as well. So well done,
that's
guys.
What I'm thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Jack and Dan, how did you get involved?
Well, I got pulled into the band purely by talking to Jord about 70s disco music, and then through that I was just kind of in the band by default.
Oh,
really,
I like that.
A pint, I think.
That sounds easy. That?
Everything starts over a pint with us. We always end up in the pub, and then any idea that we have, it was kind of, I think it was Dan's birthday, and no one wanted to go out for a pint with him, and I was like, I'm going to ask him if
you... Just me, yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, happy birthday. And what about you?
I was sort of in the same boat as Joe. I wasn't really interested in doing music anymore as such. And then Jordan had messaged, and me and Jordan knew each other from like 10 years ago. And Jordan had messaged, got back in touch, and he said he'd written a load of like dance music and if I would be interested. But it was just to go through Jordan's studio as sort of like something to do on a weeknight as a joke, with no intention of anything coming from it.
But surely the best things come that way, because I feel like, you know, if you'd been told, like, we're going to do this and it's going to be serious, and like, Jack, like, hold on, because we're about to make his big career, you'd be like, no way, I don't want to do it, if you were out of that headspace.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're kind of like, no, it's nothing serious, come to my garage once a week, and then it's like, you know, and then you create something you actually love and it becomes the music that you're making now.
Yeah,
I think the first track we worked on was Streaming Colour. Actually, it was the first track, and Jordan had kind of like, you know, produced the song, and we re-recorded it, and then I sort of like the idea of singing this like raspy Gil Scott-Heron style.
I really like it.
That doesn't kind of like get too animated, and we haven't written a better song yet, so we'll keep that going.
Keep on going, guys.
That's some goodness, but that one's really good.
on that note, let's have a little listen to it, because I think when I was listening to it when I heard you guys were coming in. And it's totally, in my head, genreless, because it hits a lot of different places for me. Pop, indie, you know, it goes a lot of different, electro, you know, it's definitely...
Funk.
Yeah.
Punk.
Everything.
Maybe not.
You've been really, really greedy with this song, guys. But I like that. That's my favourite kind of music is when there isn't you can't stick a pin in it, and that's I'm vibing it for that reason. But shall we have a little listen to it?
Yeah.
We can all have a little funk off in the studio. Guys, this is Dreaming Colour. Vanderbilt are going to be back in a second playing something live for us. Now, as we've just listened to that there and then, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the track is about?
Lyrically?
Yeah.
It's kind of about... So it's like a metaphor for the girl that everyone wants. So, like, life is black and white, and then she's, like, the colour version, if that makes sense.
People always say that about me.
Hey.
And they're like, oh... Love to dream about you in colour, and I'm like, stop it, that's creepy, all right?
You're like, I'm all about that monochrome, baby.
Oh, I can only be dreamt about in black and white, thank you very much.
That's quite cool. Like.
Yeah, actually, would be quite sick. I really love, we were just chatting about it, the beat is so funky, but it's so indie, and it's so different and poppy. It's like, I really like the multi, I was going to say multilingual, definitely
genre?
Multi-genres.
I mean, really, I don't know what to expect. I'm just obsessed with 70s funk and disco.
But it's
and
I think making it's that a sort huge of that, comeback right now.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like the chords and the tunes and things like that. It's just, I like music that makes you feel good, really. Yeah.
And it makes you do a little like chest bop. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like it's like you want to feel it. You want to feel like people don't have to move, but they want to move. At live shows. I mean, you guys do a lot. You're going to be touring around and soon you'll be coming to London, but we haven't got any dates yet. But when you do play live,
yeah,
what is the stage vibe? Because you're saying that that's your pièce de résistance. What about your live performance is
brings it's, I mean, it's quite full on. I mean, obviously, it is electronic music, which is, that's the strange thing. If you listen to the track, someone said before when I showed them, like, oh, so is it like, are you just like a producer? And do you just do like DJ sets? But people don't realise that it is actually a full live band. We do have to trigger a lot of things.
Yeah, like we've got pads and
hit
stuff.
Hit trigger pads, yeah. And there's like keys.
God, I sounded
and
good
like
then,
the
didn't
synths
I?
And, you know, obviously like guitars and bass. Like, so we do, you know, try and play everything live.
And it's really live.
It's just, it's very energetic.
And the layers, when you are, because I think you're right, people. It's like when people say, because I DJ but I don't produce, and people always say, oh, so do you make songs? And I'm like, no, I do see it as two totally different worlds.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of look at the likes of people like Daft Punk, who are DJs, but people go, oh, but you make tunes. It's obviously, it's, you know,
it's confusing, but,
yeah.
But in terms of when you go to see a Daft Punk show, they could either do, and I learned this when I first got into the music industry, there is a DJ set for a DJ and a live set, and it's like,
yeah.
You guys, it's like live set is the broken down version of how you made that song recreated live on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because maybe you did do a lot of it on the computer, but live, it's you break every element down. You know, you've got the drums, you've got the each different instrument plus the vocal, and you're pressing those bloody pads.
Yeah.
And then you've got Joe dancing about like George Michael on stage.
Which
as well,
is
so.
100% good news
it
for
is
me.
It's impressive, like, I'm not going to lie.
I can't wait to see it.
He likes
to London.
Like, he likes
I
to
used
straddle.
To be humble, like, but now I've just decided.
He likes to, like, straddle the monitors and things like that. Nothing.
I don't know what
like. Blissful. Well, I can't wait for this. I mean, we're having an acoustic performance now, so I'm not
I'm
sure.
I'm not going to do it, Neil.
Go on, Joe, get off the seat.
I might do a little leg kick or something, but I'm not going to kick you, don't worry.
So are you guys ready? We're going to hear Broken, which is an unreleased track, so you guys are getting a very VIP experience right now. Can you push that mic around for me to the... Are you guys ready to go, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shut up and then you can introduce and get ready to play, if that's all right.
Yeah, we are Vanderbilt from Sunderland, and this is called Broken.
I walk the streets until I don't know the roads. All the people, all the places are closed. I'm not a martyr, I'm just one to forget. I'm a human just like everyone else. I miss the city and the breeze from the sea. I miss the quiet and I miss you and me. I hope you know it's just that I couldn't stay. And I think about you almost every day. And I'm broken, broken in two, broken for me. And I'm broken for you, I'm broken. It's easy to see, tell you twice, but between you and me, I'm broken. And every sky is filled with tears of rain, collected daily from the bottom of drains. I try to listen for the sound of your voice, but all I'm missing is the sound of your noise. I miss the quiet and the breeze from the sea. I miss the lying and I miss you and me. And I hope you know it's just that I couldn't stay. And I think about you almost every day. And I'm broken, I'm broken in two, broken for me. And I'm broken for you, I'm broken. It's easy to see, tell you twice, but between you and me, I'm broken. broken in two, broken for me, and I'm broken for you. I'm broken. It's easy to see, tell you twice, but between you and me, I'm broken. I'm broken. I'm broken. I'm broken. Broken in two, broken for me, and I'm broken for you. I'm broken. It's easy to see, tell you twice, but between you and me, I'm broken. I'm broken in two, broken for me, and I'm broken for you. I'm broken. It's easy to see, tell you twice, but between you and me, I'm broken.
I'm doing an Instagram live, so I can't clap.
Thank you.
Okay, that was beautiful. That was broken, all about your heartbreak, isn't it, Joe?
Pretty much, if I was a robot in the future.
Oh, well, you're... I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Make sure you come back to London and give us a live show soon, please.
Thank you, Harry.
Cheers,
it's been a real pleasure, and we're going to catch you next time.
Nice one.
Cheers, guys.
I couldn't believe that you would call another man to keep you company. I swear all the times that you would talk to me, I'd be on my best behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. The problem's in you, the problem's in us. The problem's in us, the problem's in us. The problem's in us, the problem's in us. But even my mom has said to me that you wouldn't need you too much. I don't give a fuck, and if you wanna be your best man, I'm always behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. The problems in you, the problems in us, 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 the problems in us. I couldn't believe that you would call another man to keep you company. I swear all the times that you would talk to me, I'd be on my best behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. The problems in you, the problems in us, 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 the problems in us. You'll never be the one you need, cause I can't tap into your fantasies. But if you really want, give me a call, I'll be the best man on my worst behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. The problems in you, the problems in us. The problems in us, the problems in us. The problems in us, the problems in us. I don't wanna fight, I wanna sleep, and we find each other in our dreams. But as soon as we fall, you wanna talk about how we could be each other's side.
I'm
I'll be waiting up for ya. Baby, I'ma sex it up for ya. Gotta lose some for ya. Wanna lose some, don't ya? I got this feeling in my body.
Secure the bag, everyone. Kim Petras got my number. Young are in the building. They're about to join us for a lovely little chat. We had them in about a year ago, and we're going to be chatting about their brand new single and playing it as well. Plus, I'm going to be playing some more new music right now. So I'm just having a look. So I'm going to play the brand new one from our Bezzy mate, Grace Carter. We're obviously a massive fan of hers. She just released a new video as well. It Don't Hurt Like It Used To is her new song. I'm really excited to hear all the new things that she's coming out with at the moment. But this one is a totally beautiful song, as always. She's wonderful. If you want to come and go and take a look at Grace Carter online, and you can find all of her videos. She just uploaded a new video for this song, Don't Hurt Like It Used To. Young's going to be in the studio next. So enjoy this, and we'll be back with you in a minute.
You never loved me like you said you did. You only show me what a liar is. But all I needed was the opposite. Like it used to. Took my heart and fucked it up. For that I won't forgive. Hurting me, you called it love. Oh, and you go on and on and on. And I've heard it all before. Just being honest. It don't hurt like it used to. I always try to keep it positive. Fucked it up. You made this heart of stone. What you gave was
like I used to. Took my heart and fucked it up. For that I won't forgive. Hurting me, you called it love. Oh, and you go on and on and on. And I've heard it all before, just being honest. It don't hurt like it used to. You made this heart of stone. What you gave was not enough. Oh, and you go on and on and on. And I've heard it all before, just being honest. It don't hurt like it used to. Took my heart and fucked it up. For that I won't forgive. Hurting me, you caught it love. Don't hurt like it used to. It don't hurt like it used to.
Please welcome Young in the building.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. We've been practicing that for days. How are you, boys?
All right, you know. Doing all right.
Yeah?
Doing good.
When was the last time I saw you?
I think it's getting on to a year now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was about a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been in since. We came in last summer as well when the World Cup was on.
You cheated on me, did you, with another presenter?
Apparently, yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, very dare you. So, it's all a bit exciting over here for Young because you've got a little bit of a new vibe going on.
Yeah, new sounds, new sounds.
Bright Lights. Yeah, new style. Bright Lights is the new song that we're going to be playing today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's got a bit of a different vibe, but I'm not going to do the talking. Let me know what, from your side, what's going on for Young right now?
Well, Young, we had a great year. We supported the Scripts. We supported Emily Sandé. We supported James Arthur. And then after we did all them shows and stuff, we really came back in studio and wanted to focus on our sound because we had like 15, 20 songs that didn't really sound like one band. They sounded like three bands.
Mm.
So this year we really focused on harbouring this sound that we're really proud of. We worked with Dave Pemberton and James Loughery of Skindred and Razorlight, so it was just getting all that together, really, and then that Bright Lights was the outcome.
But the thing is, I think musically people are very scared of changing because they think everyone's going to go
pussies.
Yeah. Everyone's going to go, well, wait, you did this before.
Too scared.
Yeah. And actually, it's the most brave and exciting thing you can do.
Yeah, we love it.
I don't know. To us, it didn't really feel brave. It just felt like something that was natural to do, like something that was just a natural progression.
Yeah.
Like, don't know, real bravery is...
Let the rock side come out.
Listen, I'm not calling you an ambulance driver or anything, but it was a good move is what I'm saying. And I think people are nervous to say, you know, it feels like you're, I don't know, giving up one part of it, but actually it's not. It's about rebirthing and changing because it's not... You're still young. It's not like you've, you know, you're not completely... dropped and then started again. You've just decided to change the vibe. Not that it's a problem to even drop everything and start again either.
Yeah, well, you can still definitely identify Young in our new sound. It's just we've just turned up the guitars a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing too different, but
the kind of rocky, more grungy element has come through.
Yeah, we're trying to hit that like Linkin Park vibe, a little bit of 21 Pilots, like trying to hit that like fan base.
It's really funny you say 21 Pilots because I definitely hear that in the vibe.
Oh,
like, because they're just basically quirky rock. And you know, like when Blink 182 first came out, and it was like that energy of like a little bit anarchy, kind of different energy type.
Well, it's funny you say the word energy because anytime anyone has seen us live, especially on the big stages, they're just always going on about our energy and Ben's everlasting legs, so he just keeps it going.
Sorry, what? Everlasting
honestly,
legs?
Have you seen him dancing on stage live? He's a madman.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
we get about. We like
you
to
got
get
legs
about.
For days, have
I've got legs for... Nah,
you have?
I've got legs like Mo Farah, to be fair, but I keep them moving.
I think basically the big problem we've always had is we've always had the energy live, but on record, it was never quite there, was it, I think? So I think it's great that you're saying that the energy's there now captured. So finally we've got a record which we're putting out, which... captures that energy.
Represents us. Yeah.
And it's so cool that you've got to the point where you can admit that and say, do you know what? We didn't feel the energy was there and we wanted to bring it even harder than we already were.
Exactly, exactly.
It does take, you know, confidence in your sound to be able to say things like that, I think.
I think we're five very confident lads.
What? You're all quiet as anything. What are you talking about? So it's obviously been an exciting time since we last caught up. As you said, you're working with James LaRocque Lowry, Dave Pemberton, big people in the music industry, worked with some of the biggest artists.
So you got Dave, who worked with the Prodigy for many years.
It was crazy.
James worked with Razorlight, Skindred. Any more that you can think off the top of your head, boys?
Oh, there was a couple that we Googled, weren't we, when we were with him?
Victoria Beckham.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget Posh.
I love Posh. She made one of my favourite songs of all time with Dane Bowers. You're out of my mind, when I'm really crazy. One of the best songs ever.
James Rock, actually.
I potentially want that to play at my funeral. That's how much I love it.
I'll remember that.
Wow. Yeah. Do you remember to pass it on to my loved ones? So tell me a little bit about what's in store for the rest of the year, because I know that you're going to be releasing new music. Yep. We've got Bright Lights now, but tell me a little bit about what's going to be going on.
So the future for Young is just plenty more music. We're planning on releasing an EP late summer, so maybe 3 or 4 songs on that, just to keep the fans happy. We've got plenty of festivals coming up. We've got Highest Point this Saturday, where we're playing on the BBC introducing stage.
Lads.
It's got to be nice to have the BBC logo behind us and getting filmed and pictured on that. That'll be pretty cool for the Insta. And then
always thinking of the Insta.
Aren't you as well? I've seen your feed, man.
Hey, listen, don't you knock my feed. You get out of my studio if you don't vibe with me.
Do you want us? We can leave. Us four can leave. You two can just carry on chatting.
Well, no, he's not vibing it. He's not vibing my feed.
You two vibing.
Yeah, whatever. All right, come on. Tell me more.
We have got Highest Point, Kendall Calling as well, which is a big one. We're on the ones to watch list for that. So that's good that we're actually involved in a list. Because we've never been put on a list before. We're just on the bill somewhere, slipped in the middle.
Yeah, so well, you found your vibe now, haven't you?
They're putting their name to it and saying, come and watch this fucking band. Yeah. So
we're telling you to do it, so you should do it.
Exactly.
And what about London? Are you going to be coming and doing some London shows soon too?
Hopefully, yeah. Always want to come back to London. Always want to...
We actually played recently, didn't we, in London? Was it in Brixton?
How was that?
It was good.
Decent.
It was good, yeah.
What was the crowd? What was the energy
there
like?
There was like 10,000 people there when we got there. I had to fight through the crowds to get there, and then all these people fighting us off, and then I did like 3 backflips off stage.
I feel like that bit is true.
Backflips happened, but...
With those legs.
These legs can't backflip.
But to be fair, talking of tens of thousands of crowds, you know, last year you did play with Script, James Arthur, Sunday. These are big accolades.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be seeing you more performing yourselves on festival bills. I know you've already, as you say, you've announced some, and you've got more to announce as the year goes on. So it seems like the momentum's really growing for you guys.
100%. Hopefully. And if we just keep this up, keep doing what we're doing, getting in front of people, hopefully this time next year, we'll be a completely different story and we'll be... maybe on the main stage at some festival.
I'm
wearing gold chains next time I come here.
Oh, if you're not, then I'm going to be livid. I'm not going to be happy about it unless you are. No, I think it's a really exciting time, and it's great to see, great to catch up and kind of
Defo.
Hear the new energy, the new vibe, because it does feel right. It does feel like, because I thought the previous music was great as well, but I feel like this is like. You've found your place.
It's a statement. It's definitely a statement.
Hard work paid off.
Yeah, which is nice to know, isn't it, for you? It's like you've got to the point where you're like, oh, wow, this is what we were looking for.
The thing is with that Bright Lights tune, do you remember it wasn't anything what it's like now?
The production
It was dead slow, and it was kind of like, it was a bit of like a ballad at first.
Yeah. And then James beefed it up.
Yeah, and then James came in and was like, shit, this. We need to beef it up. I was like, all right.
But you know that's generally how songs come about, because you guys are going to write it in a way that you see it, and then it needs to be reimagined. That's the whole point of bringing in co-writers and producers and people to come and go, nah, this is another way for this to go.
I remember him saying, he came and he said, kids love bass. Kids just love bass.
Yeah. So, let's put a big distorted bass on it then, and it changed the whole song.
To be fair, kids do love bass.
That's true.
Big, sturdy,
those bloody
bass.
Kids and their bass, eh? Are you guys going to be having fun at some festivals this year? Are you going to go to any?
I want to watch Feeder on Saturday night and stay behind and watch them.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Feeder?
Let's do it. I have no idea they were playing.
With the boys, yeah. Well, Graham, you're going to Creamfields.
I'm going
to
Creamfields. I like my house music and dance music.
Creamfields is an intense festival.
Did it when we was like 18, but not for me, not again.
But I still love it, mate. I went to Tomorrowland like 2 years ago, and that was like blew me head off.
Can you just make sure you take your phone and be very careful? Because I feel like it's a dangerous.
In it all, very
we don't want to lose our drummer. Yeah. Please be safe.
Please keep those hands, you know, safe. Make sure, keep them, just keep them on your person.
Yeah, we can get you some glass gloves like off Zoolander. Do you want to protect the hand model?
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
You need to put them in Zoolander a glass reference. Dome and walk around Creamfields with a glass dome.
Well, I think I've got hand insurance.
I was going to say, get insurance out for those bad boys.
I think it's through my bank.
Got wrist insurance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Forearm insurance.
I rang up Halifax. I was like, listen, I need some hand insurance. You're gonna,
alongside
you're
my
out.
Debit card, can I have a hand insurance, please?
You know what I mean?
A single hand. Yeah.
No, because look, it's very expensive to do both your hands. Did you not know that?
Of course it is.
There is actually probably drummers in the world that have hand insurance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Well, David Beckham insured his legs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
I'd insure his legs also. Yeah, I'd insure. Well, it's a, you know, right. What's his right foot, isn't it?
Yeah, he's right footed.
The golden
right
boot.
Peck.
That's it.
Unreal.
And before we go, is there any other artists that you're vibing right now that are friends of yours or people that you've been tracking that you're loving the music of at the moment?
Ooh, new artists or just general?
General.
To be fair, Loyal Carner's new album is banging. Yeah.
So good.
So emotional too. It's like, whoa, man.
I'm feeling a bit of young blood.
Yeah,
I like him. He's got something to say, and he's a bit crazy, and I like that. I like a bit of rock, so he's trying to bring that punk vibe back. So
he's a real anomaly, isn't he, in his style? Because I didn't expect, when I heard the name Youngblood, I didn't expect that music.
And he's definitely getting crazier as he's getting famous, more famous.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, I'm seeing that pattern anyway. But I like what he's got to say, and I like a few of his tunes.
Yeah, what about you guys?
You go first.
The precious.
That was a big gap. Music you've been listening to for ages.
Well, music that you've been listening to recently, whether it's new or old.
My first band that I started listening to was Slipknot, and they've just released a new tune.
They have
tonight,
just released
today.
A new song because we just got sent
and
it.
I've just watched the video before, and obviously they've revealed the new masks and stuff because they've not been around for like 5-6 years again.
Yeah.
They're just sick.
What did you say after you finished? After it finished?
I was just like, Slipknot are fucking sick.
He didn't say that. He said, I've got a boner.
That's kind of weird. Let's hope they're listening and they know that too. What about you guys?
Tom's checking his Spotify now since we're listening to
I'm checking my Spotify. No, I can't think of what I'm listening to right
totally
now.
To be totally honest with you, I log into a lot of playlists that are new music and I just listen to songs and I'm like, oh, I love that. And I don't always remember who it is.
I'm very new to doing that. I've only started, when I've been in the car, I've been going on Spotify and just literally listening to random tunes and making myself have to listen to it.
Yeah.
So I'm like broadening the
always good to listen to something new. Definitely.
I mean, I'm a bit sick of music, to be honest with you. I don't really listen to much music anymore, honestly, because the band is obviously fucking intense.
When I
get out of the studio and I'm sitting in the car, I'm just like,
silence.
Podcast. You want to listen to a podcast?
Yeah, I just don't listen to anything. And if I do, I'm liking my lo-fi kind of hip-hoppy kind of lounge music and that
sick.
Kind of stuff.
Well, do you know what? That I hear that from a lot of people because sometimes if you're making your own music as well, you need to focus on it and you can't have external kind of. But everyone's different, aren't they?
Yeah.
Talking of everyone being different, let's try something different and hear a bit of Bright Lights.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
I'm very excited to play this for you all. It's a really exciting twist in the
turn
story of Young.
This tune up.
Yeah, turn it up loud.
Turn it up loud.
Do you guys want to introduce it for me?
Yo, explain this is about. Young, Bright Lights. No explanation needed. Just open your ears.
Caught in the bright lights, oh, I left them in light. What I like, and it feels real, feels real. Caught in the bright lights, oh, I left them in light. What I like, and it feels real, feels real. Why do you want me to go out again? Why do you want me to go? Why do you want me to go? Before I know it, I'll be out again.
Then I'm flying over trees and leaves and birds and bees. I'm light on my feet and all my mates are here. And all my dreams are shifting to lucid. My eyes are wide, I'm riding the tide. The devil in me has been muted. I'm zoning out the moment now. You know that I'm living the music.
Is this
this real love? 'Cause it feels real, feels real good.
Caught in the bright lights, told to let them in light what I like, and it feels real, feels real. Caught in the bright lights, told to let them in light what I like, and it feels real, feels real. Why'd you want me to go? Before I know it, I'll be out again.
Then I'm riding over the pitch, the falls when caution calls. I'm walking in tall and all my mates are here, and all my dreams are shifting to lucid. My eyes are wide, I'm riding the tide. The devil in me has been muted. I'm zoning out the moment now. You know that I'm living the music.
Is this real love? 'Cause it feels real, feels real good.
Caught in the bright lights, to the left on me light, but I like, and it feels real, feels real. Caught in the bright lights, to the left on me light, but I like, and it feels real, feels real. Why'd you want me to go? Why'd you want me to go? Before I know it, I'll be out again. Why'd you want me to go? Why'd you want me to go?
Matilda Homer, welcome to the building.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm great. I've had a bit of a stressful morning walking through Green Park.
Why?
Because Victoria's closed down, Victoria Station.
Why? I was there just yesterday.
Yeah, bad. I don't even know.
Like, oh, bad vibes.
Yeah, no, like loads of police and stuff.
Oh, bad times.
So I had to walk past Buckingham Palace.
Oh, gosh, that was a bit of fun. See the guards doing that weird thing where they just stare into nothing.
That is really shocking because I thought that was only in like 1920s, but...
No,
it still happens.
No, it's still a thing, and it's also for me. I've got a very short attention span, so even thinking about them standing that still makes me stressed out.
I was literally like, I can't believe you still exist. You're wearing those weird wigs,
yeah,
and the red suits, and you're doing a weird walk like you've pooed in your pants.
Yeah, and they probably have.
They probably because they're there for so long.
Yeah,
where do they wee?
They just have a little wee. No, they have break. They have breaks.
They're not, probably have to hold.
No, it's just the same two guys that are there all the time.
Yeah, they were marching like up and down with like bow and arrows.
Oh, that is bow and arrows. That is the changing of the guard. So that is when they change to the next guy girl. It is they march around.
Is there girls though?
I mean, I'd have to ask the Queen herself, but I will WhatsApp her after this and see what she says. She doesn't get back to me always straight away, so I might have to get back to you.
Probably busy waving.
Yeah, she's busy. She's a busy girl. tell me, how are you? Sunny Like You EP is out now.
It is. Sunny Like You is out, and it is also Sunny Like You today.
Sunny Like You. And also, it's Sunny Like You, and I think I read that you said about it, that it's kind of talking about... your friends and your lovers and family.
Well, it's quite like a...
I sound like someone's
loads of them.
And your lovers.
It's quite like a one. I wanted people to read it and be like, oh, sounding like me.
Yeah.
Like direct, personable kind of vibe.
And is that how it's, is that how people have reacted to it? Like, what kind of was the fan reaction when you put it out?
I mean, it's pretty direct. I write quite like, I write lyrics that are quite easy to understand. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty, it's direct, I'd say.
Is that deliberate?
Yeah, because it's kind of my chatting in songs. I don't really metaphorically hide it.
No.
So I just like chat what I've kind of been up to or what I feel. It's easier to chat in songs than to chat in real life.
But I feel like you're good at chatting in real life as well.
I mean, probably when it comes to like boyfriends and stuff.
Like real serious things.
You don't want to say it out loud. So you just put in a song and then send them an MP3 file.
Oh my God.
That sounds more romantic than it is.
But also, it did sound really romantic, but also sounded like the most 21st century thing
exactly,
in the world.
It's perfect.
But I'm here for it, because if I could be a singer, I would also do that to avoid awkward conversations with
perfect.
People.
Perfect. Literally the best ticket out of weird conversations.
Do you find when you get annoyed, and obviously you may be the kind of person that never gets annoyed at anything, but when if you are the kind of person that finds something irritating, gets annoyed with someone, sometimes can you just go and write a song about it and then you're over it?
I've done that so many times.
Oh,
there was
so
like
jealous.
Some mean people at the place I used to work, and I never said anything because I hate confrontation, but I went and wrote a song and it's like so obviously about them, but like I haven't even released it. It was just like for myself, little, that's off the list, that can disappear.
But you kind of can let go.
It is. It's kind of like therapy. It's so cringe to say that because
it's not.
Everyone says that, but it is actually kind of like therapy.
I go to the gym and I have a personal trainer sometimes, and he's basically a therapist, and he doesn't realise that I'm getting a really cheap therapist.
Well, you're better than me. I've never been to the gym in my life.
Oh, I have to do it. Otherwise, I go, in my mind, I need to go otherwise. But you've got music for that, I'm assuming. That's
yeah.
how you release your...
And I walk through Buckingham Palace like as my exercise.
Well, actually, that is something that I think I could recommend to anyone.
Just having a little walk
to Buckingham Palace.
Oh,
only.
Yeah.
Only
yeah.
To, that's the only one that will really help you.
You lose like 4 pounds on that walk.
Yeah,
you're stressed.
That's it.
And it's hot.
But also, it is fucking massive,
huge, and everyone's having picnics. I was like, this is over the top. It's like 12 degrees.
This is what I find weird is that I'm really very much aware that it's still May and I'm gonna wear a jacket.
Oh, I'm wearing a leather jacket and I'm profusely sweating out of my, like, my tits are literally dripping in sweat.
But it's like passive-aggressively not allowing myself to believe it's summer.
I don't believe it. Because you will get cold sometime in the day.
Oh, absolutely. Because the sun goes in and then it's mortally free. It's like absolutely...
Like I'm in Ice Age.
So your parents are film composers.
My mum's a composer. She hasn't done film, but my dad is a film composer.
So they're both composers. So you had a musical start.
Yeah, I'd say just music, nothing else. Like, I mean, theatre and like acting and stuff, but never really had an opportunity to be an academic. Is that good? Academia? What is it?
To be in academia.
Yeah.
You and I couldn't be more similar, bar the fact that I can't make music. I couldn't be further from an academia myself.
So. Oh, well. At least we're each other's.
Well, we're like yin and yang.
Yeah, exactly. You're Pisces?
No, I'm a Leo.
Oh, that's why we get on. My boyfriend's Leo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why? Because Pisces and Leo... Oh, my God, my girlfriend's a Pisces.
No.
Lol, yes.
March.
Yeah, March 13th.
Yeah.
Here we are.
It's because we respect each other's stardom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you believe in all that?
Yeah.
I really do.
Same.
You've got lots of tattoos.
I do.
Do you have some...
I've got a Pisces one.
There she is. She's got a fish.
I've got loads of that. I've got a matching one with my dad, who he was a tattoo virgin at 63, and I took him to the tattoo parlour as a surprise, and he was like, I'm not fucking doing this. And I was like, Dad, come on now. We're going to get
There's no point
matching.
Not doing it at 63.
No, and you've got wrinkly skin already. It doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about it getting wrinkly later down the line.
My mum will not stop talking about that.
What?
She will not stop talking about the fact that my skin's going to get wrinkly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mum... It's fine. This bit of the back of my arm is not going to wrinkle so heavily that the tattoo is not going to be visible.
But we're all going to be tattooed and wrinkly.
Which is interesting because it's different in our generation.
We're all going to be.
Yeah.
So we're all going to be pleased that each other's going through the same shit.
Well, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about the EP. What was the kind of... Sunny Like You is... what's your kind of side to the story on it?
Okay, so it was my first... projects that I'd ever done. Like, I did it literally in my flat with my boyfriend who produced it, and he features on one of the tracks, Ready When You Are. We did it literally in our bedroom on the Nord, which is a keyboard, and it was like really quick. Like the songs fell out practically. Mm-hmm. That sounds horrid, but they literally like.
Is that Isaac, your boyfriend? Yeah. So you're actually music partners and partners in real life.
Yeah.
God, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How intense. Is that?
It's good. It's good because we're both like on different waves, but kind of like know what each other's going through. So it's like nice in the respect that we both know exactly like how it feels to be in the different music. It's also cool to have like a muse that also writes songs about you and you write songs about them.
That's so weird though, but also cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Like, but it's quite a lot to get around, and but you just musically connected and
yeah, well I was his fan. So I just went to his gig as a fan and then was like, hi. And then that was how
and then the music was born.
Yeah. Then we just had a session and then just fancied each other afterwards.
Does that happen a lot?
I don't fancy many people I work with now because I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah. But I fancy everyone.
It's funny though because every producer that I go in with, they're literally saying, I've got a girlfriend, like me and my girlfriend at the weekend, and I literally always know that they're scared that I fancy them or they think that something's going to happen. So like, oh, me and my girlfriend went to Devon on the weekend. I'm like, yeah, well done, you've got a girlfriend. I've got a fucking boyfriend. So
and then you're just like, don't worry, I've got a boyfriend. And yeah. It's like, just make it really awkward.
It is. They do it every time. Or like, show me a picture of their girlfriend. Or like, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend next year. I'm like, oh, sick, do you want me to pick a ring for you?
Yeah, it's like, hi, nice to meet you. I've got a girlfriend.
Literally that. It's good, though, because they're just trying to, like, make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
But I'm on the same page before they told me.
You're like, bitch, I've been on this page. So you also have done this year BBC Introducing and your headline show, Electroworks.
Yeah.
Tell me first about Electroworks. Was that amazing?
It was actually mad. Like, it's my first headline show.
Boom.
With my band and who are all so sick. And it was, like, so full that I was petrified. Literally thought I was going to shit myself. Also, I didn't watch my supports, which is sad because I love watching the supports because they're normally better than the headline. But you can't when it's your headline show unless you've got like an invisible cloak, which I didn't have, obviously.
You didn't have it with you?
No. Ooh. I know. Real shame. Left it in my flat. But I just had to wait in the green room and just like try and listen hard. But it was so crazy that there was people coming out, like falling out the door. I did not expect that. It was pretty crazy.
How
I was
heartwarming
so
as well.
So heartwarming, so petrifying, and like kind of went in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And
then, I also love that you were saying though that you wished you could have gone out and watched the supports. That's so lovely. You never hear I say that.
Yeah, I really love it. I think it's because I've been support.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want like the main artist to like want to watch me or like even listen or show like interest in what I'm doing. So I definitely, and I chose them as well, so they're obviously good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're amazing. But you felt kind of exhilarated after that.
It was absolutely mad. And it was the first time I've ever sold like merch at a thing. So like, we're trying to come up with cool merch at the moment. If you have any ideas, spin them.
Babes, I've got so many ideas. I would do sick merch if I was a singer.
What
in fact, I
do?
Might just do merch for myself, just yeah. In general, because my mum can wear it and stuff.
Yeah, or just sell it at this radio station, Fubar.
Yeah, but I'll sell it for like £1 because otherwise people will not be buying it.
No, £1's good. Yeah. 99p Fubar.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Like what, Slow Tyres just did a tour for 99p.
What?
Slow Tyres on a tour. That's wears not tickets.
A 99p?
Yeah.
What a lad.
That is so good.
But it's kind of genius because you're getting the press from the fact that it's 99p, therefore more people are probably going to buy tickets. Because
and it's like such a cool number because we're all so familiar with 99 as like,
yeah.
It's under £1. Like that is cheap. And that is obviously,
that
even
is
if
super
it was
cheap.
£2 for a Slow Tie ticket, that would be cheap. But 99p.
Even the PRs, managers and music industry are buying those tickets. Like no one's getting on the guest list for that.
You want the guest list. You want 20 tickets on the guest list, like 99p a ticket.
Just give me £20, you prick. To be fair, I can't talk because I definitely go to gigs for free, so I'm not going to be a knob about
so
it. But
I'm literally like, isn't there none for me? No spaces, please.
It's one of the benefits of doing this, you know.
It is.
It's been announced that you're playing British Summertime Ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I am. Florence and the Machine,
like,
Hyde Park.
I was like, wait, am I wrong?
No,
I was
shit.
Like, I saw you tweeted it.
No,
right?
Yeah, I'm playing it.
Florence,
playing
oh, is it because you weren't sure it had been announced?
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
I know it has because I literally saw it on your Twitter.
Yeah, it's been announced and I woke up and I was like, a notification, Florence the Machine's tagged you in a post. And I was like, Jesus
That's
Christ.
So crazy.
I feel a bit guilty as well because my big sister's been into VIP parties because they thought it was Florence the Machine.
What, because she looks like her?
Like really similar. Like she's got red hair. And
bring her along.
I literally will with a VIP pass. And they'll be like, oh my God, which one is it?
Is that Florence and the Machine?
That is what's going to happen because it's happened a few times.
But that's a pretty big one. And the National are playing and it's got loads of other artists that are awesome. It's on 13th of July.
Yeah.
Pretty big deal festival, British Summertime, because a lot of everybody go. It's not just music people. It's not just people of
lots
a certain genre.
Lots of Barclays genre. Card holders.
Well, listen, I'm a Barclays card person.
You get VIP then?
No, I don't. I've just got a one that I don't pay the money off.
Oh, okay.
So I think they're probably like, don't come.
Yeah.
Because actually you just spend money and don't give it back.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
It's like, fine.
I'm living my best life, baby. But that's a big accolade because I think you'll get a lot of new fans from that.
Hopefully. I mean, that's the aim. It's pretty petrifying though. Playing to that many people. And I don't really know what I'm going to do because I normally have weird chats in between my songs.
No, I'm so can't here for chats. The wit.
No, yeah, you can. Not in that big stage. That's going to get lost in like all the pints.
Well, you can...
Stromping around the field.
You can vibe it.
Yeah, I'm going to just see how I feel. But I think like... I probably won't talk too much because I do chat so much shit in between.
But actually, there's some big artists who do that. And I vibe with it, like, even in those... There's some artists...
They can afford to. I need to win these fans quick and fast. I need to steam through my set list.
I would come and see you at a comedy show, let alone a music show. Like, you're hilarious. No, I think you should do the banter, because every time I go to see an artist and there is banter, I tune in more. For me, personally, I'm like, if you... You know when... Because a lot of artists come out and they don't say anything, they just perform their first song. Whereas if I was an artist, I'd come out and be like, hiya! And then I'd do a bit of chat. I like the awkward chat. Like, for me, that's...
I'm the hiya person. But I like hi, and like, I've been told I do a really weird wave. And I'm like, I never wave in real life, let alone, why do I do that suddenly?
I think there's probably a few things you do on that stage that you would never do in real life.
So much. Literally all the chats between, I'm like, why did that even come out? I've slated like a company before, and the woman was like, I work at that company, and I was like, fuck.
I love that though.
It's the worst.
I say things on this radio show and I walk away sometimes to my producer and I'm like, Nat, what was that?
Was I allowed to say, like, am I going to be sued for saying that?
No, it's like, it's always that vibe of, why have I just given that personal information out? But that's what makes me listen more. So just so you know, one fan in the audience is going to be fucking
in the Barclays
loving
area.
It. Yeah, I will be banned from the Barclays area, but I will be that person trying to get in, pretending I'm someone else.
Okay.
Which I'm really good at doing.
Good.
Pretending I'm a VIP to get into the VIP.
That's perfect. That's all you need.
Yeah, because obviously they're not going to let me in.
Well, I can just throw you my pass, artist pass.
While
past.
You're on stage.
Past.
I'll be like, babe, can I borrow it while you're literally on stage?
I'll be like, hiya.
Yeah. And then someone else gets in. It's like, oh,
no, find him.
What's the plan for the next release? What's the game plan for the rest of this year?
So we've got we're like in a bit of limbo whether what we're going to be doing, if it's going to be a couple of singles or another EP. We've like got some songs which people like the ears behind the project. Like, there's a song called Baby Blue Eyes which I perform live. Like in my set every time. That's probably going to be coming out in the next year. And just like, I like putting out music, so hopefully like
God,
a
that's
nice,
good.
Yeah, imagine. No, but you know when people sit on music for so long and you're like,
some people
you're being
do.
greedy. Like, because if you want people to hear it, just pop it out. So I'm going to pop a few singles out.
Does it freak you out that like the kind of back all the songs, like, is there some songs that you've made that you're like, I don't like that?
Oh my God. Is there some songs that I don't like? There's like a lot of songs that you just don't like.
But what happens if someone just stole them and released them?
As soon as I, when I'm in session, as soon as I voice memo my singing, I've got the copyrights of it.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, that's a real good tip for everyone. It's the only thing I learned at uni.
Oh. But you learned something, and
yeah,
that's what we're saying,
that
is come out with one thing.
And drop out.
And drop out, which is...
Perfect.
If everyone's listening, all
it's the
concoction
kids... of a real... like bright future.
Yeah, listen, you've obviously got a bright future. You're about to support Florence and the Machine at British Summertime, so
yeah, that's cool. That's cool to say.
That's
I literally
cool.
haven't said that before.
You
Florence
can say it now
Machine,
if you want.
I'm supporting Florence and the Machine at Hyde Park.
Whoa, Hyde Park also.
Yeah, I've never even been.
I've been once and I was like, this is extra that you're making me come to Hyde Park.
Isn't it? I've only heard of Hyde Park on 420. Like, yeah. Everyone's like, oh my God, everyone's going to Hyde Park. That I've never been there as a thing.
But do we know that it's not in England you can smoke weed? It's just in America, isn't it? On 420.
Yeah, but everyone's like, apparently you can't even get arrested.
I feel like it would be real... waste of police time. Come on, give over.
They probably want a bit.
Yeah.
They're like, come on, it's going to be a chill day at work.
Yeah, literally. Because everyone is chilled.
Yeah, like, it's way less crime, probably.
Yeah.
On 420, because everyone's high.
Everyone's chill.
No time to run. No time to do bad crimes.
You're just chilling.
Mm.
Chilling out.
Exactly.
Are you going to be going, what's the next performance other than British Summertime? Have you got anything else announced?
Next week on the 24th of May, I've rehearsed this.
Well done.
And that's my sister's 18th as well. So.
Oh, cute. The one that looks like Florence or a different
no,
one?
No, little one.
Okay.
She's called Aggie. We've got quite weird names.
Aggie. My niece is called Aggie. Great name.
No. I've never met anyone else called Aggie. I mean, I haven't met your niece either.
This Aggie's a literal baby as well.
Is she called Agnes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Agnes Aggie.
So, yeah, and my brother's called Herbie.
Obsessed. My brother's called Griffin, so beat that.
That's cool. I know a few Griffins that
what?
Went to a weird school.
Oh, right. I've never met a Griffin in my life.
Really?
I haven't met Herbie either, to be fair.
I just thought he was a car.
Yeah.
Before he was born, but he was born before me. Oh, God.
But tell me, your sister's 18.
Oh, wait. Leeds World Island Festival. But I'm confused by that name. Is it called that? Yeah.
You're but telling me, hun.
Because it is
Leeds World Island Festival.
Leeds isn't an island.
Isn't it?
I've learnt that this morning because I made
though?
Sure. It isn't, is it?
Well, is it though?
But has it got a little bit of like, because it's right at the top, isn't it?
I think maybe it's metaphorically an island.
Oh, is that what, such a weird,
I'm assuming.
Name.
Yeah, sick
Leeds
name.
World Island Festival on the 24th of May.
So is your soon-to-be 18-year-old sister going to be coming to watch you?
No. She just wants to be at home.
Oh, she does. She hates you.
Yeah, she literally can't stand me. But I'll be like speeding back home afterwards to make sure she gets her.
She gets her birthday beats.
Yeah. Oh my God, I nearly just said her present. She's probably listening.
Oh, that's good though that you've got her a present. That's a good sister.
Really, I've wrapped them. How weird's that?
Whoa.
So organised.
That is
never
cool.
Been
I do wrap presents though. That's.
But I wrapped it with newspaper, so I think I've like done a bit of a shit job. It's probably got really horrid like crimes written over her nice little
top.
Oh
no. Oh no. Well, that's lovely though.
Yeah.
You've still, made the effort.
Exactly. That's all that counts.
Well, good luck with next week.
Thanks.
World Leeds Island Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Leeds World Island Festival.
World Leeds. Islands Leeds.
Yeah, sick.
Perfect.
So, and everyone can go over to your socials at Matilda Homer, Matilda underscore Homer.
That's it.
To follow for news and announcements that you
made. And horrid stories of me doing weird stuff.
Pumped for it, to be fair. We're going to play Probably Sorry now.
Oh, nice.
Really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Great to meet you. And can you introduce this for me?
Yes, this is Probably Sorry by Matilda Homer.
Sorry if I take up all your time. Sorry if I stole space from your mind. Should I get used to saying sorry for the things that I have done? And I'll give you space to worry about if I stay or run. And I'll say sorry if I play games with your mind. I know I'm chatting shit most of the time. Should I get used to saying sorry for being so sorry? Ooh, ba-da-da-da-da-do. I'm probably sorry. Sorry that I've gone and changed your mind. She was probably better at faking kind. But I swear you shouldn't worry about keeping things unsaid. I've been there, heard the story, and I've run from all the rest. And I'm probably sorry. I'm probably sorry. Ooh, ba-da-da-da-do. I'm probably sorry. Thank you.
beautiful. Matilda Homer there, probably sorry. That was a lovely chat. She's going to be performing at the British Summertime Ball, so make sure, British Summertime Festival at Hyde Park. So make sure you go to that. Also, Sunny Like You has that EP that's out now. Now, you guys know how much FUBAR Radio hearts Mighty Hoopla. And guess what, guys? It is back! Saturday the 8th of June in Brockwell Park. And the lineup, yet again, is insanely good. Okay, so we've got, boom, Shaka Khan is going to be playing, Bananarama, Artful Dodger, Crystal Waters, Ultranate, Confidence Man, Jamelia, best friend of the show, Kate Nash, Liberty X, Samantha Mumba, Tove Lo. It is going to be nuts. And if you've never been to Mighty Hoopla before, I want you to know that this is one of the most loving and beautiful festivals I've, and you know me, I've been to every festival. And I just love this. Obviously, Sink the Pink will be there performing as well. And there's going to be so many different stages, different artists, different performers that are going to be on. And it's just a beautiful day. It's so lovely. You can really feel the love in the air and you're guaranteed to know someone when you go. It's just such a vibe. The energy is brilliant. And it's always a lovely place to be. There's no, you know, sometimes at festivals there can be a different energy, different vibe. This is just positivity, happiness, and I just really love it. And I really can't wait to see Samantha Mumba. Really can't wait for that. But there's something for everyone there. You know, Artful Dodger, Shaka Khan. Like, it's insane. And it's going to be a beautiful day. I can feel it now. The sun is going to be shining. Well, it better be. Because last year we went down and we had the most incredible, I mean, it was insane how good it was. Like, the artists that we saw were incredible. We had such a beautiful day. You know, we had a nice drink, we had a nice dance, we met so many wonderful people. You can really be yourself at this festival. More and more we're finding that these wonderful kind of events are bringing people together in such a beautiful way. And I feel like Mighty Hoopla is the kind of place anyone can go and anyone can be accepted and celebrated. And if you feel like you want to try out a festival for the first time, I would recommend Mighty Hoopla, because I think it felt very safe for me when I went, and it just has that energy of just positivity, and the lineup is sick. So get down to Mighty Hoopla. Thank you for listening to today's FUBAR show. It's been a total pleasure. Obviously, you can go and listen back on the FUBAR Radio website. Plus, we'll be posting videos and stuff from today's show. So thank you. Finishing the show with this song that features Paris Hilton, because it's bloody hilarious. They're about to release the video and I can't wait. Oh my god. And it's a bit of a banger, to be fair.
That bouncer was so hot, but honestly, that's not an excuse to be fucking rude.
Literally.
What promoter are you with? As if I even need a fucking promoter to get into this club.
No, like, literally, you don't deserve that.
Why isn't my phone charging? Do you need a pee?
Yeah, I have to pee. All right, let's go.
Walking VIP, don't need no drink. Sick is bloody, I got money, milk and honey. All my bitches acting funny like, they popping bottles like, they on my body like, they got the tab and they call me bad, but all I see is fuck boys everywhere trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass. Fuck boys everywhere trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass. Fuck boys
fucking rude.
Empty in their pockets like it's gonna make moves. They say, ooh, I like your shoes. Oh, you fuck with Jimmy Choo. They popping bottles like, they on my body like, they got the tab and they call me bad, but all I see is fuck boys everywhere trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass. Fuck boys everywhere trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass. Fuck boys
fucking rude. Should I have another one?
Yeah, you deserve it. We woke up like before noon every day this week.
Hashtag girls on the grind. Oh, I love you. Do you have a key?
No, just do it off my nail.
Is anyone in there?
right, let's go.
Lights on, gotta leave, yeah, now they clearing out the room. I don't care, let's get some food.
Fuck that, we're going to the moon.
Like, we popping, sipping like, and now we tripping like, fuck. I feel super, called a Uber, but it turns out he's a fuck boy. So I told him, step up on the gas, cause I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass. But fuck boys everywhere, trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.